Welcome to episode 1022 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine walking along a beach where every stone is a reminder of a loved one's acts of kindness or sacrifice. Jude's letter is like that beach, filled with stones that reveal Jesus' character through his acts of authority, mercy, judgment, and grace. The book of Jude offers several unique and compelling revelations of Jesus.
Today's top 10 list.
10 key revelations that stand out in the brief but powerful letter of Jude.
Number 1.
Jesus as the ultimate authority. Jude warns about those who deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. This title reveals Jesus as the highest authority, underscoring his lordship over all creation and his right to demand faithfulness from his followers.
Number 2.
Jesus as the source of salvation. Jude introduces himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, recognizing Jesus as the means of his salvation. Jude doesn't rely on his familial ties to Jesus, but on Jesus' role as Savior, demonstrating that faith in Christ is essential for salvation.
Number 3.
Jesus is both judge and savior. In Jude 5, the author writes, "Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe." Jude addresses his readers with an important reminder. Although they are already familiar with the events of Israel's past, they need to be called back to this truth. Jude is drawing upon Israel's history as a warning to those within the Christian community who might be tempted to fall away or doubt God's faithfulness and standards. By referencing the deliverance from Egypt, Jude underscores God's faithfulness and his power to save, but also introduces the reality that this same God, who rescued his people, holds them accountable for their faith or lack thereof. Jude's use of Israel's story serves as both a warning and a theological lesson. God's deliverance of Israel from Egypt is one of the most powerful images of salvation in the Old Testament, symbolizing God's commitment to his people. However, the reference to those who were later destroyed reminds readers that faith is not a one-time declaration, but a continuous journey of trust and obedience. In Israel's case, many who initially followed Moses out of Egypt later faltered in their faith, doubting God's promises and disobeying his commandments. Jude is warning believers that even those who experience God's saving grace can face consequences if they abandon their faith, especially if they fall into disbelief or rebellion. Jude's choice of this example is significant for his audience, who were facing false teachers within their community. These teachers may have claimed a certain security or special status, similar to how the Israelites initially felt secure as God's chosen people. Jude's message is clear. Salvation is a serious calling that demands perseverance, not complacency. By calling his readers back to the example of Israel, Jude urges believers to take their faith seriously, to avoid the pitfalls of disbelief, and to remain steadfast in following God. This verse challenges Christians to remember that faith requires ongoing trust in God's promises, warning them not to fall into the trap of complacency or compromise.
Number 4.
Jesus as the Eternal One. Jude concludes with a doxology that praises Jesus as the one before all time and now and forever. This statement affirms the eternal nature of Jesus, existing beyond time and worthy of praise throughout all ages.
Number 5.
Jesus as the one who keeps believers. Jude describes Christians as those who are kept for Jesus Christ, revealing that Jesus preserves and sustains his followers. This underscores Jesus' protective and sustaining role in the believer's life.
Number 6.
Jesus as judge over the angels. In Jude verse 6, the author writes, "And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day." Here, Jude provides an example of rebellious angels as a warning to his readers. These angels, who once held a significant position in the heavenly order, rebelled by abandoning their God-given role and authority. Jude references these angels as a cautionary tale, highlighting that even beings as powerful as angels are subject to God's justice and judgment when they fall away from obedience. This verse emphasizes the importance of remaining within God's established order and purpose, underscoring the consequences of spiritual rebellion. This verse also reveals something significant about the authority of Jesus. Jude places these rebellious angels under eternal chains and in gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day, which is widely understood as the final judgment at Jesus' return. In the New Testament, it is Jesus who is repeatedly depicted as the one who will preside over this great day of judgment. By referencing this judgment, Jude implicitly connects Jesus to the authority that holds these angels in check and will ultimately judge all creation. This demonstrates that Jesus' authority extends over both the physical and spiritual realms, with the power to judge even the angelic beings who rebelled. Moreover, Jude 6 speaks to Jesus' unique role as both Savior and Judge, a theme central to the New Testament. The same Jesus who extends grace to humanity is also the one before whom all must ultimately give an account, even powerful spiritual beings like angels. Jude's reference to the bound angels serves as a stark reminder of Jesus' power and righteousness, reinforcing that those who step outside God's boundaries, be they humans or angels, will face judgment. For believers, this should inspire a reverent respect for Jesus' authority, encouraging us to live in submission to his will and to avoid the spiritual pride or rebellion that led to the downfall of these angels. Through this verse, Jude emphasizes that Jesus' role is comprehensive, encompassing both compassionate redemption and unyielding justice.
Number 7.
Jesus as the giver of mercy and peace. In Jude 2, Jude greets his readers with a blessing, saying, "Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you." This verse reveals Jesus as the source of these spiritual gifts, emphasizing that his followers receive an abundant outpouring of grace that goes beyond simple human experience. Mercy speaks to God's compassionate forgiveness, peace to the wholeness and security that only God can provide, and love to his sacrificial, unwavering commitment to his people. By invoking these blessings, Jude acknowledges Jesus as the sustainer of believers in a world filled with false teachings and challenges. The use of multiplied highlights the abundant and ongoing nature of Jesus' care, inviting believers to draw continually from his mercy, peace, and love to live out their faith fully.
Number 8.
Jesus as the deliverer from condemnation. Jude instructs believers to wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Jesus is the one who delivers from ultimate condemnation, with his mercy being the path to eternal life.
Number 9.
Jesus as the one who empowers believers to stand blameless. In Jude 24, Jude proclaims, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy." This verse presents Jesus as both the protector and perfecter of believers. Jude assures his readers that Jesus' power not only sustains them, but actively prevents them from stumbling in their faith, underscoring his role as a compassionate and vigilant keeper. Furthermore, Jesus' ability to present believers blameless before God highlights his sanctifying work and his ultimate authority to declare them righteous. The phrase "with great joy" suggests that Jesus delights in bringing his followers to God, perfect and complete. This revelation encourages believers to rest in Jesus' unwavering ability to guard our faith journey and to look forward to the joy of being united with God.
Number 10.
Jesus as the victor over falsehood and apostasy. Jude's call to contend for the faith against false teachings reveals Jesus as the standard of truth against which all teaching is measured. Jesus' teachings stand as the unchanging truth, and he is the ultimate victor over any heresy or apostasy. These revelations in Jude portray a powerful image of Jesus, emphasizing his role as a loving Savior, righteous Judge, eternal Lord, and ultimate authority over all creation. Jude's descriptions encourage believers to trust in Jesus' power to sustain them and to rely on his authority in the face of opposition and falsehood. Father, thank you for revelations about Jesus presented in the book of Jude. Help us to grasp these truths more fully and live in reverence and gratitude for his saving grace and holy authority. May Jesus' mercy, love, and peace fill our hearts as we seek to follow him more closely. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.